Cause I'm gonna love you, girl, till the end of time. You got me saying,
off your bucket list. I swear, get me in the studio. Get me in the studio. What's good, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
We are back, ever better. I feel like, no, literally, what I literally just said before we started recording was, I feel like I really just ghosted y'all. And yeah. I'm just popping back up like, hey.
Like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened, but so much has happened.
Yeah, this is crazy. I wish I could see us right now.
First of all, I'm geek. Because we have fucking headphones.
Yes.
And a microphone. We have the whole setup now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a setup before, but like, it wasn't ours.
Mm.
It was.
Let's say hey, guys. Let's say.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
We have so much to talk to you about.
Yeah.
So like, so much has happened.
What's up, strangers?
What is up? Strangers, no, literally, because that's what we are now, and it's so sad.
Yeah,
but guys, I'm really so excited to be back. Like, I've been itching to record for months.
Yeah,
because it's really been like.
But before we get into it, for the girls who don't know,
for
the girls, if this is your first time hearing us, my name is David, aka Goliath, Juicy Guzman Balenci Aga. I'm your co-host for Vision Z Podcast.
And I'm just regular Kaden.
No, stop. Give it an intro.
Like, and I'm Kaden from New York City. Fucking you talking about Harlem. Stand the fuck up. Yeah. Let's biddy.
And
we're Vision Z.
We're Vision Z. And this is officially the start of season two.
About season two of our show.
I'm not like, the note. I feel like, okay, we're just going to get in. Y'all, we're just going to get in.
Can I just...
So, oh, yeah, actually...
You start this, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The day that we're recording this, yeah.
It's 4:20, y'all. Happy 4:20, so you already know what we're
doing. Yeah, you know what's going on, y'all. We have a whole new setup. We have a whole new team. We have a whole new system. So, y'all, it's giving...
everything.
We're doing what we want. And, you know, actually, we're about to... I'm not going to say, but we're... No, we're going to light up.
Light up. I'm a grown-ass man.
I'll work. Yeah, he's looking right
there. I'm a grown ass man. What the hell?
So if y'all hear a little.
Mind your business.
A little tutu.
Either mind your business or you go ahead and get you yours.
Get you. No shade.
No shade. It's 4:20.
And join us and listen to our story.
No, literally.
So.
Where do we even begin with these people?
Like, yeah, let's get in, y'all.
Where have we been?
Okay.
Like, what's been going on? We have to really put y'all on.
This is crazy.
No, literally, it's crazy.
Let's start from the beginning.
I don't even know if I should tell the story because I feel
you're going to get heated.
No, it's
you're gonna get.
No, it's not even that. Like, I can't hold my finger.
Y'all, he's gonna get heated. I know he's gonna get heated because every time we talk about this entire process that has been a year so far,
bro,
it turns into a heated conversation.
Don't get me wrong, guys. It's been the best and most rewarding year ever. Like,
yeah,
April 15th came where we posted our first episode and we, you know, we did our little revamp post and everything like that. And I was really like, I had so many mixed emotions because it's like, damn, it's been a year, but like, I have not been reporting for a year. Like, I've been doing shit for a year, but I haven't been recording for a year. But I really don't know if I should tell the story because it's really like, first of all, y'all, I hope we can edit all of this.
We're editing it out because guys, there's people in the background.
There's people in the background, and this microphone is like mad.
Stuff on the down the block. Yeah.
No shade. And I'm all the way up here on the second floor. Like,
boom.
Crazy.
But, yeah. But,
no, sorry. I really don't like know if I should tell the story because I just still want to be respectful of the young man that we were working with.
We can be respectful, but we can also, at the same day, fine, I'll start. How about that?
Go ahead. Talk your shit because I feel like you can eat it.
I'm not going to eat it, but I'm going to be respectful and I'm going to be real, y'all.
Go ahead.
So let's start from the beginning. When we first started Vision Z, we didn't really know what we were doing. And I'm going to be real with you guys. This is not easy. We still don't know what we're doing, honestly. Mm-hmm. But because it's something that we love and we're passionate about, we're still trying to day by day figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on with us right now. But back to that. So we didn't really know what we were doing. And we got in contact with someone through a family relative of mine.
Right, because that's exactly why I didn't want to tell this
story. Yeah, I'm not going to put my entire business out there, but it was through a family relative of mine. And you met this person who was somewhat in the field. He knew about technology. He knew about, you know, radio hosting and personalities and da da da. So we thought he has his foot in the door. We don't. Why not allow him to help us? And then if push comes to shove, we can help him. We can, you know,
right,
pay him. We can, you know, grow with him. We can hire him. Like, you know,
that was the ultimate goal.
Yeah. As a team, that was something that we were trying to do.
No, literally.
So that was going down. That was happening. Whatever, whatever. As we're going through with our podcasting journey, we're starting to realize that things aren't aligning how we wanted them to align.
Right.
Like, what, Kanan?
We had so much in store and so much that we wanted to do, like merch
plans.
We had like content ideas, collaboration ideas. Like, we had shit going for ourselves. And all that shit just pretty much went out the window. To make a long story short, because I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Okay, yeah,
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We were working with somebody who was considered as our producer or whatever, and he just randomly ghosted us. He just randomly ghosted us. And
to our knowledge, I'm going to be real.
Be real.
Be real. He did say that he had some sort of family issue, family emergency, and we respected that. We even checked in on him.
But that's my problem.
We right checked there. In on him to see what was wrong, to see if everything was okay, to see, aside from the business that we were trying to create.
Right.
We checked on you to see if everything's okay. We checked on you to see if you were okay as a person.
Right.
And there was no response. And from there, I feel as though that... What were you looking at? Sorry, yeah.
No, guys.
Because you looked and smiled. No, because... Somebody, so I'm like, oh,
somebody just like to hide from you.
Okay, no,
I had like peanut butter blinds, painkillers in my tummy tummy.
Yeah, because my voice kind of got silent because I looked to see where he was.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, sorry.
But yeah, so so he paid us, y'all. And that was really hard because we were like, we thought you wanted this to grow. Like, aside from eventually, okay, yeah, I'm all over the place with this story because it's just so many emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, my family relative and that person were no longer on talking terms. So we still tried to work the kinks out, even though they were not talking terms.
Right.
And we had a business.
Because at the end of the day, we're grown people. So I feel like there would have been a way to figure it out.
Yeah.
Without, you know,
without having to include the other family relative. All,
because, I mean, it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But my problem with you, Mr. Man, is, first of all, sir... First of all, sir, I didn't even reach out to you. Me, it's more personal. Forget the business. Like, the business, okay, I hear it, I get it. But it's more on a personal type of thing because outside of the podcast, outside of us recording with you and utilizing you as a tool and whatnot, I cared about you as a person and I reached out to you as a person. Forget the podcast. I didn't even mention, like, oh, when's the next time I record it? I'm like, hey, Mr. Man, how is your family member? Because he was going through something with his family member. I'm like, how's your family member? And he paid me boots. And you're grown. You're grown. So you mean to tell me because you and that other family member, y'all had a falling out. You going to take it out on everybody else who did nothing to you? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. And then on top of that, we was already having issues because of the way he was talking to us.
Yeah. It was
that tea.
Oh.
Sorry. See, no, I'm like, getting passionate.
Oh, it's real. This is Vision Z.
I'm getting passionate because I'm like, why? Pretty much. I don't even know where to begin with that story. It's just so much, y'all. It's so much. Pretty much, that man was just very hostile and would treat us like kids. Like, okay, yeah, I'm young or whatever. But, like, I'm not a kid. Like, don't talk to me like I'm a kid. Don't treat me like I'm a kid. None of that. And a whole lot of that was going on. So when we would stand up for ourselves and, you know, with respect, because at the end of the day, this is our business, not yours. You're helping us, but this is our business. So we might have our own vision on some certain things that you might not, you know, your vision might not align with. And then that will cause conflict. That shouldn't cause conflict. That should cause conversation for creativity and development. We could build off of each other. It shouldn't be a this or that.
He was trying to give, the producer we were working with at the time was trying to give very much like, you have to do what I'm telling you because this is best.
Because I know and this, that, and the third. But you had 20 subscribers.
Wait.
I'm just being real.
It's not about that though.
But I'm just being real. You had 20 subscribers.
Right.
And it's not to knock nobody with low subscribers, because who am I?
Right.
Because, you know, where we at. We're
starting out, yeah.
But you shouldn't be walking around like you're a Tyler Perry and you have 20 subscribers.
Right.
No shade.
And I feel like for us, it kind of, I feel like we've been wanted to go independently
for a while,
even before the ghosting situation. So the ghosting situation just kind of pushed us to like, all right, let's get the gears going. Let's get the wheels turning, because now we really don't have a choice but to go independent. I feel like that's what it ended up having to give.
Yeah.
And
yeah, very much.
For Kaden and I, that was very crazy. Because, like, don't really know much about this podcast stuff. Like, yes, we know enough to, like, okay, we can just sit down and record. But we really had to, like...
Learning the business. Not even just the entertainment, the actual business part of it. Like...
Learning to get LLCs, looking for mics, looking for equipment, looking for all of these things, websites, da-da-da-da. And it started to get a lot. So that's where we have been. We have just been in the process of a revamp, honestly.
Literally. So can I also just say, because I don't even want to spend so much time on this negative situation turned into a beautiful flower.
Yeah.
Shout out to that journey, because it taught us independence and what we need to do and not to let nobody have complete control over our shit and our contact. So shout out to that. But I'm just extremely grateful that people were really like still reaching out like, where's the podcast? Yeah. Like, I was looking for that, and that made me really want to come back and really just get up in the studio and talk my shit. So here I am. What's good?
And we're really, like, doing this in a whole new way. Like,
in a whole new everything.
Like, everything.
This is our shit that we paid for. Not that we are begging somebody. Y'all, but I'm glad we back. Y'all don't even understand.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
For real. I really appreciate y'all, like, supporting, like... everything.
Yeah. And we do have a lot of plans too. Like, we have so many plans in the future. Like, I see us, no promises yet, because we're still just figuring this whole shit out. But I see us, you know, having a website, getting merch, getting all these things, and getting a logo, having a photo shoot, and having all these, like, so many things.
Literally.
And I'm not sure if I should talk about it yet.
I feel like I should leave the people on the edit dates.
Okay.
Let's give them something to be excited about.
One, two.
Okay. We are... Okay, we can give them this.
We can give them...
Just start to expect more content than just podcast.
Nice. I feel like you really ate that.
Nailed it right on the head. Bam.
On the nail.
Bam.
Yeah. Expect more than just podcasting from us.
Yeah.
And that goes in like a lot of like...
Because, bro, you don't get it.
Like, as you want.
We are really excited to do this type of shit for real. So, for me at least, I don't know about David, for me personally, I took it personal. I wasn't crying and shit about like, you know, not having the post or not being able to do certain things. But I took it personally because I really am passionate about this stuff low-key. Like, I really do want to do content creation, whether it's like podcasting or any other type of shit. Like, I enjoy this shit. So, it's kind of like it's about to sound really cliche, but it feels like a form of therapy, like an art, in a way. It feels almost equivalent to, like, the satisfaction you get while painting a painting.
Nice, I don't paint.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I have my little three.
Yeah, that's why I thought you...
Yeah, I got these three little paintings that I did when I was in a program. Yeah. It was so tea.
You paint down.
No, don't paint down.
Okay.
But I can dibble.
I was just trying to really just give you your flower. Thank you. No, you're welcome.
But yeah. Therapy. I never did therapy, so I don't really understand that concept.
I got you.
But I get what you're saying.
It don't even... But I feel like therapy is so...
Diverse.
It's not even just the typical counseling. All you can listen to music that's
therapy.
You know what I'm saying? There's so many different forms. You can smoke weed.
I'm wearing a therapy. I felt that
in my spirit. But yeah, guys, that's kind of where we've been, and we're back, so be ready for some content and stuff. But let's move on. I wanted to get into where we've been at and what we've been doing since like last year in November.
Oh, yes. Okay, so. Because
I know like people did they 2023 recaps or whatever back in like.
And we've just January. Been MIA.
And this is our January, so I don't care. So we need to take
down. Yes.
Mary Lane. What's been going on, David? Tell us your tea.
So, wait, me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay, where do I start?
I don't know, wherever you want.
I think, where was the last episode we said? The last episode was 8 months ago, so that have to have been like October, November, right?
Jesus, yes.
Wow, so that was around my birthday. You guys saw my pink hair. That was the last episode.
Rebrand.
And to speak on our last episode, actually, real quick, we were actually supposed to have one or two more.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have a two-part finale.
Yes. It was going to be so dope.
We wanted to have a two-part finale, and we wanted that to be, like, a really big, like, exiting thing. And, like, yeah, we're not, like, the number one podcast in the world yet, or on Spotify, obviously, yet. However, comma, we still have big goals, so with big goals come big plans. So you have to plan big. So we plan to do, like, a nice, big two-part finale. It was going to be really teed. It was going to be really cute. But because of the producer and him ghosting us, we weren't able to do so.
Right.
So, anyway, y'all left on a cliffhanger.
Literally.
Honestly.
And so much life has happened, like good and
so
bad.
Much. Not so necessarily much. Bad, like, not necessarily bad, but just crazy.
And crazy.
Like, crazy. So I'll go first. So my birthday happened. It was super fun. It was super great. Tiana came down. Yes, we had fun. I think I talked about that a little bit in the last episode that you guys saw. I dyed my hair pink. I actually recently, my feature just came out. Oh my God, should I like say it?
Yeah.
I'm going to tag you, Astra. Astra OTW, Love Me For Real featuring David the Third is out on all streaming platforms. Go check it out. I'm featured on it. If y'all want to hear me in the background, do my little... In the back, y'all can go tune into that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my feature came out. That's been really fun. Y'all know me. I'm still Juicy Balenciaga, voguing down. No grand prizes yet, but you know, it's coming. What can you do? I just went to New York in February. That was really fun. I was on the Bad Teen performance, Balenciaga's, and that was really great. Courtney really helped me. Shout out to her. It was Tiana's birthday. I flew out. That was great. We had a great time. Party bus lived it up. What else? I feel like a lot happened. I've just been working. I still work at that job. I don't really want to say where I work, actually.
Yeah, don't.
I still work. I still work now. My brother's in the freaking army.
Yeah.
He's in the army. I'm about to... Oh, my God.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I'm about to...
Not literally.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to be an uncle. And I'm about to have a niece and a nephew. So my brother's fiance is pregnant. And then my sister is pregnant. Her fiance. I mean, her wife. Oh, my God. She's named.
Yo, we're grown.
My siblings are getting married. Like, my sister been married, but my brother's about to get married.
We're the new adults.
So crazy. Like, oh, my God. So, yeah, I'm about to have a niece and a nephew on the way. And I'm about to be an uncle, y'all. First time uncle. That's really crazy to me because I just can't believe it. But
yeah,
my brother's in the army. That's even crazier. But yeah. yeah. And that's life still. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing really. Yeah. The love life is still dry. Yeah.
Is it though?
It is.
Okay.
He still didn't take me back.
Ugh, niggas.
But it's.
What can you do?
So, well, that's me. Let's get into you, though.
I don't know. Life has been jumping since November, y'all.
Oh, yeah. You.
Life has been jumping.
Yeah,
like,
break it down.
I was in a relationship, got out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Shit. Went to Jamaica, y'all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Moved. Got a new job. Life has been jumping. I feel like I've been having the time of my life, you guys. Like, my 21st birthday is, I don't really talk about my birthday. Not for no particular reason.
I don't talk about your age.
I don't talk about my age. But my 21st birthday is coming up next month, and I feel like my body is, like, preparing for the best time of my freaking life. Like, 20 was so great, and it was the perfect, like, entrance to my 20s, like the perfect entrance to my 20s. I feel like 21 is gonna get like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, the mic just shook. Bro, it's okay, we gotta edit. Yeah, everything. But she's a team out
there. She's the T. Did y'all hear?
Y'all hear us? You see how Chris?
I did not know you were gonna do that. yeah, life has been jumping. I don't know. I really don't even know where to begin, y'all.
Begin from November.
November.
We went to the
where?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We had the Friendsgiving.
I hosted Friendsgiving at my house, y'all. That's really big for me because let me tell you guys, I had severe social anxiety, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And now it's like so much better. Like I'm hosting shit at my house. I'm hanging out with people.
The people that was coming over.
You know, like I'm really, I don't know. I'm in a good era of my life. I can complain about things, but I really can't. Because life's just been really good. I try not to stress, you know. That's what I saw my weed.
That's not because, but it helps.
But it helps, yeah.
Correct, correct.
Definitely.
Correct.
Thank you so much. You,
I always...
You always garbage. Know what to do, yeah.
Tiana, shout out to Tiana.
We have to have Rama Bhatt. Her verbiage is so like a necessity for this. Okay,
I live for you.
But yeah, November's been. I mean, life's been jumping. I mean, Jamaica was fun as hell.
When'd you go to Jamaica?
I went to Jamaica in March. We went for my friend Kayla Benea's birthdays. It's so crazy because Kayla's here right now. Doing her homework.
Yeah. And we're just recording.
And we're recording casually while she's doing her homework.
What can you do?
Life.
Content creators.
Content creator. Dabbles. Yeah, I went to Jamaica March. That was cool. I had the best time of my life. That was so needed. I believe it just picked up.
I really hope we can edit all
this. No, because if we can't, guys, I'm so sorry. That was crazy. But yeah, that's what life's been like. Nothing, no biggie. Just getting my shit together, guys.
Yeah.
That's what this era's about.
Just new things, fresh things.
Fresh everything. Revamp.
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 And we're revamping boots.
We're revamping boots.
Y'all, we about to get into the next segment. But before that, we're going to hit this commercial break. And we're going to be right back on. Hey, y'all. Hope you guys are enjoying the episode so far. If you guys wanted to help us elevate the podcast just a little bit, you guys can donate at our Cash app. Our cash tag is going to be $VisionZPodcast, or you can check the link in the description box below. Alrighty, let's get back into the episode.
Alright, y'all.
Alright, we back. I hope y'all didn't see that little commercial. Y'all, I hope y'all really heard her.
Right. Yeah. So I kind of want to, like, give y'all, like, a sneak peek in what we're trying to do without giving it entirely away.
Uh-huh.
So we did mention we're doing different content. Because, honestly, I love potting, but I also love content creating and the idea of it. So I can't wait to see this channel just evolve from just podcasts to, like, different content, ideas, different things. So we have that in store. I'm really, like, hoping you guys fuck with it. We already started low-key vlogging.
A little bit. We have a project coming up, guys. A really big project.
It's probably going to be our biggest one thus far.
And I'm really glad that we're doing it ourselves.
Me freaking too.
Yeah.
Because everything... Okay, guys. I'm going to be real. This podcast shit be stressing me out.
I'm not sure.
I'm like, God damn. But doing it ourselves is like so worth it in the end. Because look at us now. We just got our own shit. We can record when we're ready to record and whatnot. I'm just living for that. But that's some of what we have planned for the future. What else we got planned that we want to celebrate?
Should I talk about the... Okay.
Should you? I mean, shit, why not?
I think if I do say it, it'll get the ball rolling.
Let's get the ball rolling. Fuck it. Because sometimes you guys gotta get it out. You guys gotta get it real quick.
Okay.
Because sometimes when you put shit out and you just say it, now you gotta like fucking go through it.
Yeah, no shit. Okay, I guess now's the time. It's season 2, the revamp.
Guys, no, you do it.
Okay, let's do it together.
Wait, how are we
so gonna say? Okay. I'm leaving this in.
I needed to calm so bad.
He needed to kind of play immunity. I'm like, girl, what's going on?
This shit is fucking me up. Okay.
So we're going to say.
Stop being distracted. We're lollygagging.
Yes, you caught it.
All right.
Come we're going to say.
Guys, we are having
We're about to throw a ball. I'm not going to give you guys too much on the time stance.
Or the theme.
I don't want, because at the end of the day, it's still in the planning. So So I don't want anyone to steal anything. So I'm not going to say too much. But Vision Z, not podcast.
Not podcast.
But Vision Z, something else.
Right. That was like no say because, yeah. We're really revamping, guys. And I really hope you guys will live for it.
Yes, because we're putting out a lot of time, money, effort, and just like blood, sweat, and tears into like really just proving which is wrong and doing it ourselves. Like, guess we're young, but we still have the drive. We're going to get shit done. Like, stop trying to, like, baby us. So, it's not giving that.
That's so crazy. Like, I just had, like, a connection. This plane is about to piss me off.
It's okay. We're going to utter her.
All the way the fuck out. Okay? This plane. And there's going to be a key because if we edit this out, y'all gonna hear it. They're going to be like, what the fuck are they talking about? But it's so loud, yo. Like, I did not expect this microphone to pick up the fucking earth. So, like, no, but it made me, what was it about?
About baby animals.
Yeah, it made me, like, think about, like, this era I'm entering, 2021. I feel like I'm just so about my shit. Like, I'm ready to just do what I gotta do, especially regarding this podcast. Because I feel like, I don't know, like, I don't want to say we've had X amount of time because I don't want to put a time frame or anything because our journey is our journey. But I feel like, damn, like, if we would have just stuck with our thought to, like, do shit ourselves, I feel like we could have been a little further with certain things.
That's all we're talking about.
No shit.
Cool. Yeah, we're really throwing the bomb. It's going to be out here in Atlanta, Georgia. I will say that. Like I said, I'm not going to give you a time frame or anything, but it will be in Atlanta and it will be in the Kiki scene. So it won't be mainstream, but it'll be in the Kiki scene. And I hope the girls are ready. I hope the girls tune in.
I'm scared.
I'm scared as well.
Because, I mean, I feel like I don't know a lot about ballroom, so I really don't know where to
go with and how to navigate it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I kind of be feeling bad. Vulnerability moment, y'all.
Yeah.
I kind of be feeling bad because we've been planning a lot of stuff, you know, that you guys haven't seen or haven't seen for a little bit, but we've been really in the works with a lot of stuff. And the ball has been in our head since like last year.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not really as helpful and I don't know where to like.
And that's okay. And I knew that going into it. So it's not like something that I can just like, oh, fuck you, Kaden. No. I understood that going into it, Kaden is not the most knowledgeable person about ballroom. And I knew that. But it's still something that I'm willing to do for the brand and for us. Because at the end of the day, we're still going to grow from it.
Yeah.
And we're going to get opportunities from that. Like, so, yeah.
I really feel it too in my spirit. Like, I feel like it's going to be so dope.
And I really hope y'all pop out.
I'm scared of shit because I ain't never like
thrown one.
Bro, I ain't never even threw a birthday party for me. The fuck?
Yeah.
And you want me to...
For all these girls coming into the building?
Shit.
Yeah.
And it's not just giving like, oh, show up here. It's giving like, okay, catering, like... Like, you look stressed.
Yeah,
that's how I expect y'all. Yo, like, this shit is so crazy. But like, I don't know. It's dope. The journey's dope.
It's dope and it's fun and it's crazy and it's amazing and it's hell and it's up and it's heaven and it's everything I need and less. So that's the best way to put it. It's like everything that you really, it's so weird because the things that you really want are really like hard to get.
Thank you
so much. And they really take a lot of energy in different forms, whether that be happiness, sadness, anger. Like, so I just have to be ready for all those emotions. And that goes not even for just the ball, but that goes for, like, anything that we do with this podcast. Like, that goes for, like, oh, planning our next content shoot, planning our next episode, planning our next Instagram post, TikTok post, oh, building a website, doing this, doing that. This is all going to be a journey. And I really hope that you guys stick around and enjoy because you guys will be witnessing something being built from the ground up.
From the ground up.
You felt that.
Yes, from the ground up, yo. It's really so crazy to me. It's also humbling because we went from having like shit handed to us to like really, okay, shit. Now we got to buy it.
I don't know nothing about this.
Right. Like, you do extensive research on just a freaking hosting website.
Yeah.
Like getting the right mic, getting the right. Oh, guys, we don't even.
What do you about to say?
We used to do visuals. We're not doing visuals for a little bit, y'all.
Yeah, it's going to take us a minute.
It's going to take us a minute because we're learning so much. And at the same time, I also work like a full-time ass.
At the end of the day, we're people.
Shit.
At the end of the day, then they got to end.
The Glorilla.
Amen.
Amen, Gloria.
Gloria.
He ate that. At the end of the day got to end, and you just got to get it.
Yeah, so.
Point blank, end up here.
We're still trying to figure, you know, life out and figure ting to ting day.
Yeah.
But we're doing great.
No shit.
We're back. You see, we're here. It's not like we just dropped in, gave them, said, hey, y'all, we're done. And then I also felt bad because he didn't even, like, say anything.
No, we didn't post about it.
We didn't say bye. We didn't, like. And
I feel like people really was tuning in.
And people was like, what the fuck? Y'all made all of that hype, had a whole photo shoot, and now what?
Literally. Well, okay, let's shift gears. Let's get into some tea, y'all. Well, not really some tea. Guys, I'm really trying to go to New York in June. I want to experience Pride. I've never experienced Pride, like, in Atlanta or New York. So I'm really, really trying to make shit shake so I can go back home. Plus, I miss my dad, yo.
I'm going next week.
You're literally going next week.
I'm going when this is dropping, y'all.
I'm going with you.
We're recording this a week before I'm going.
Yeah.
And I am only going to be there for 4 days, but I don't know how I feel about it. I feel good.
Because you like to stay for like 14 days.
No, stop.
You literally.
That was that one time.
You
because I had a ball, and then it was Tiana's birthday.
The last time you went to New York, you'd be safe.
It was.
I'm going to read him. I remember when I first moved to Georgia in 2022 in May. David was in New York for around my birthday time. I remember that. This nigga was there for like 3 weeks.
No, was it?
Yes, you were. You were there from like May 1st to like June 15th.
Why are you lying to these people right now? I'm calling my phone right now, and I'm going to tell you, you know why I know? Because I put the dates in my little spam dump on my Instagram, y'all. But I'm going to read him.
Reading.
I got my phone.
If I'm wrong, yeah, I'm wrong.
Three,
I swear.
2-1-5-26-5-26-6-9. Don't piss me off.
No, so when did you go to New York for like 3 weeks? Because I'm not.
Never.
You was there for.
Never. The most recent time I was there for that long was when I went for Tiana's birthday and I had to go to the ball. And I was on the team with the Ogdens.
All right. I'll take that L.
Yeah, she said, how many? You said 3 weeks?
I'll take that L. No, but it really be given that. Like, you go home for like 4 days. I don't know. For me personally, I don't know. I just be feeling so claustrophobic in New York now. I'll be over it.
That's because we had to talk about the environment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm with Tiana.
Yeah. No shade. No, even, I could be in a hotel probably. And I'd be like, okay.
Ching, ching.
I'm ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I feel okay.
They don't give that for me. I could be there. As long as I'm comfortable, I could be there, girl. I'm good. I know where to go. I know how to get around. I know my people.
That's
girl.
True. My barb is still up there. Shout out to you. I guess.
No shade, because Atlanta barbers don't do it like New York City barbers for me.
No
shade. Love you out there, but.
And Emerson is always available. I do not have to go on an app and book an appointment.
That's your barber's name?
In New York, yeah.
Shout out Emerson. Cool.
Yeah, fucking up the shit, y'all.
So my leg is itchy.
All right, y'all. Let's break for our last commercial break.
Last commercial, get in, tune in.
Hey, you guys. If you are rocking with us and enjoying the episode, make sure you follow our podcast on all streaming platforms. We upload every Friday, and trust, you do not want to miss it. So leave a like and hit the follow button so you are tuned in every single week. All right, y'all. Enough of me. Let's get back to the show. Why, guys? I have the notes app on my phone open, and I didn't even realize I was typing a bunch of letters.
Just now?
Yeah.
Keep.
And I put my phone vibrating in my neck.
You're like, what is that? You're paying it up.
Paying it boots. Only a boots, Kylie. So, where are we right now? Like, how's life? I know we talked about life from November up to now, but like, I don't know.
Now?
How are we feeling? How's your mental? How's the retrograde treating?
The retrograde is... I feel like everyone's saying, oh my gosh, she's doing her work. I'm okay. I feel good. I feel like I'm just on a journey of like rediscovery, similarly to the podcast, just like the revamp. But I really feel that internally, like, I am in an era of, like, rediscovery and, like, finding myself. Like, I'm not 21 yet. I'll be 21 in 6 months. But it's like, I still have time and thought about shifting, like, shifting my energy, shifting my thoughts, shifting how I act, shifting, like, you know, I've been doing, like, little things and, like, I don't know. The little things are, like, getting up earlier and, like, doing something. Those, to me, have been making a big change. Because, I don't know.
Yeah. I got to get in because this is really big for Dana, guys. This is really big. This is really big. Like, he starts his day at 2.
No, honestly.
Like, so this is really big. So, I've just
been getting up at 9, you know, trying to get shit done, whether that, you know, in my room or, like, get up and, like, go get something that needs to be got for the house, like, you know, toiletries or whatever. Just, like, getting up and just getting up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I was, like, very absorbable in the bed. I just want to say fuck everything. And this is getting vulnerable, guy, or not.
No, but you gotta be real.
When my grandmother passed away, I kind of fell into, like, just, all right, we'll just get up, whatever, I get up. I don't know why. I'm not saying it's because of that. I really haven't talked about it. I really don't know. I'm not saying it's because of that. But I really never got into it. I really don't know. I really don't understand. So, but maybe I had to talk about it. Maybe I need to go to therapy. I feel like everyone needs to go to therapy.
Well,
Bentley needs to go to therapy. My dog.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud.
Bentley, my dog.
Cloud.
Cloud P's in therapy.
Caden's cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all need therapy. Y'all probably watching need therapy.
No, sir.
You right now. Listening right now. You need therapy.
No, sir.
Contact somebody. And shout out
to that's so big of you to be the end, man. Shout out to see
yeah, because I don't know. I don't know. Like, like, my mom asked me, like, why you just, I'm in the bed, why? To me, it was just, but like, I'm know, in the bed.
You know, I really, because I don't know. I feel like you don't really process emotion.
Yeah, because Kate was there for the funeral. I did not cry.
And that was so bizarre to me.
I felt fine.
Like, at all.
Yes, like, did you sad? No.
Oh, yeah, Libra, maybe.
Because why am I sad?
I mean, we're human.
No, no. Let me not say why am I sad, because I miss her, but, like, it's not like, what can I do now?
That's...
I'll be sad, why?
I mean, no, but there's no linear... First of all, there's no linear
grief
journey.
Yeah.
It's all over the fucking place. Like, it's all over the place. So...
But that's...
This is probably just how you, like, process it. Yeah. You probably just be like, all right.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'll still wake up as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to do that and get up at 2, though, and do that at 2.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's still a shift, though. It's waking up early.
Yeah, I'm still
you can't just do cold turkeys. It takes.
Yeah.
So steps. Shout out to your day.
So I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get my life. You know, I'm trying to be a young adult, a young man, and figure out my life, moving, trying to become independent, and, well, doing this shit for real, because I have so many ambitions, like ballroom, like this podcast, like my makeup brand, like singing, like the arts. So I have so many things that I want to engage in. So before I can engage in those, I have to engage in myself so that I can put my best foot forward in my other extracurriculars.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to engage with myself and figure myself out so that I can do everything else to the best of my ability, because I'm at my best.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm at rediscovery. That is real deep.
It's giving revamp for everybody.
Revamp. We changed the logo.
Revamp for everybody. It's just a revamp.
I said we changed the logo. No shame. We changed the logo. Revamp. I'm changing me.
It's something, guys. I don't know. Something about, like, this year, this energy right now, this lifetime feels pretty good. Like, I don't know.
It's. Because the retrograde and
no, but yeah, no shit. Because the retrograde been fucking me up. I'm tired.
Talk about it. How you been,
bro?
Where are you at,
bro, guys?
Where you at? Kaden been saying he's been going through, but I don't really notice. He don't really show the people that.
I feel like I have a hard time showing that too. I need to work on that. I mean,
it's up to you. That's up to how vulnerable you want to be.
Retrograde been fucking me up. Like,
I don't get it.
This week, I have nothing to smoke on, so I really like the process.
But it's not about...
It's not about that. No. It's not about... Because that is sounding real drug.
Hi.
Yeah, no. Drag. Never that. Never that, but... I don't know. This retrograde has been, like, forcing me to feel shit. Like, okay. For example, I went through a breakup, y'all. It was sad, but it didn't really affect me how I thought it was going to affect me. But like, I feel like sometimes I get reminders day by day.
That was crazy. You really had a whole relationship in the time that we were gone.
That's how long we were gone. That's crazy.
Sorry, continue going. But that's just, and it was, put it in that time frame. No, literally. Like, wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And now I'm out of it, and here we are.
Back.
Like, did I go through like two eras? Oh, fuck. I didn't really process that breakup. Like, I'm not sad. I'm sad, but I'm not like heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel that way about a lot of things that I feel like I should be like sad about, but I'm not. It's just weird. Retrograde's been weird. It's been making me really angry. Like, my attitude has been like, I'm sorry to anybody that's been affected. I don't know if anybody was affected, but my attitude, my temper is just a little like
through the roof.
Through the fucking roof. I was yelling at this white lady on the phone, customer service yesterday, because somebody keeps playing my money. I'm not going to put y'all out there. Well, but just know, when I get my money, it's up.
We don't want to get sued.
Right.
What if they sponsor us one day?
They would never. Actually, they might. If they do, I'm still going to take the check. Oh, shame. But it's going to be forever after you. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to expose the company. But they are playing with my freaking check, my refund.
Just minimal.
As you can see. That got me real hot.
Yeah.
Retrograde. I'm really trying to learn more about like astrology too, because I don't know. I feel like it's accurate.
Mm.
I feel like I'm not gonna say I'm 100% reliable.
However, comma,
I feel like certain things stick.
Less.
That was it. That's the statement. Certain things.
Certain things.
For me personally.
Right.
Very beautiful. So. Oh. It's such a beautiful day. I'm following. 420.
I really feel like I just like wrote in a journal.
Low key.
I just feel like I just made a journal entry. XO.
Good to see. We ate that one.
XO. We ate that one. Me, no shade.
Get la.
It really gave that.
We ate that one. I'm so glad to be back because
yeah,
people really were supporting it.
Yeah. We about to wrap it up.
No, I was going to say something I shouldn't have.
What?
I was going to say we about to get.
Well, we about to do that. You can say it. You can say it. Yeah, we about to get high and
listen.
Oh, my God. We about to smoke real quick and we going to close this out.
Anyways, happy 420.
Happy 420. Well, this will be out on the 26th, but today,
but happy 420.
The day we're recording, well, every day is 420.
Right. First of all, we don't need it.
Wait.
We're done.
I said, well, every day is 420. No, it's not, but.
It's okay. You said it.
I couldn't. What can I do?
Said a period, Kayla. She's just smoking her. She's like,
yeah, we gotta get it started. But we love y'all. Check us out on all our streaming platforms, you know, Instagram, TikTok, our individuals. Those will be linked in the description. Make sure you check that out. And if you do wanna, you know, see what we gave before, check out our season one. That'll also be linked in the description below. Check us out. You gotta know season one so you can watch season two. No shade. You're not gonna get into Spider-Man 2 unless you get to Spider-Man 1.
No shade.
Get into both.
No shade.
Love y'all. Thank you guys for coming back. Thank you guys for supporting us and missing us. And we miss you guys so much. And if you guys are ready for the future, hit that little notification ting there, so you get notified every time we post. Make sure you save us on the platform. I'm doing my outro bit and he's weak. Make sure you guys save us and all your podcast streaming platform services. And yeah, we'll see y'all later, Kayla. You want to say bye to the people though?
Bye, people.
Love y'all.